The U.S. Senate will vote this week on whether to approve military retaliation against Syria's use of chemical weapons against its own citizens. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is one of two Democrats on the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee who voted last week against such actions, saying he feared it would lead to further U.S. involvement in Syria's civil war. Udall tells KSFR he remains opposed to the Obama administration's proposal and instead favors greater diplomatic and international pressure to address the matter.
I think we're rapidly moving to a war footing in this situation. I don't believe we've exhausted our political, economic, and diplomatic options out there. The violation of a chemical treaties provision resides in the United Nations. That's where it should be. And Russia is the one country holding this all up. And we should be pushing them and hanging them out to dry and doing a big effort. They haven't even had to vote in the Security Council.
As of today, Grant County becomes the eighth county in the state to issue same-sex marriage licenses. The action comes as a result of a district court judge's ruling last week. Meanwhile, the state Supreme Court has said it will hold a hearing on the legality of marriage equality October 23rd. That comes after all 33 county clerks in the state petitioned the high court for a decisive legal ruling. Legal briefs in the matter must be filed by September 23rd. U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is in Santa Fe today to launch his Strong Start, Bright Future campaign, stressing the critical importance of quality early learning programs. He appears at the United Way of Santa Fe County's Early Learning Center, with Santa Fe School Superintendent Joel Boyd hosting. The Obama administration has proposed a $75 billion budget item that would provide universal, high-quality, full-day preschool for four-year-olds from low and moderate income families, up to 200% of the poverty line. Santa Fe's Public Works and Land Use Committee meets today and will discuss several requests for approving grant applications to the federal government for extensive projects at our municipal airport. One would seek $2.5 million from the FAA to extend the airport's taxiway. Another, also contingent on an award from the FAA, would allocate $500,000 to runway lighting. The items go before full city council on Wednesday. The SunZia Transmission LLC has announced a preliminary agreement with First Wind Energy as an anchor tenant for its 500-mile-long extra-high-voltage transmission project across southern New Mexico and Arizona. First Wind is developing high-capacity wind generation projects in central New Mexico and wants to reserve up to 1,500 megawatts of transmission capacity in the new grid. The Bureau of Land Management is to decide next month on final approvals for the SunZia Southwest Transmission Project. Meanwhile, the Army has come out in opposition of its currently proposed route, saying it will disrupt operations at White Sands Missile Range. And weather for Santa Fe: partly sunny today with a high of 80 and a 20% chance for late-day showers. Tomorrow, rain, perhaps heavy at times, moves into our region, says meteorologist David Kraft at the National Weather Service office in Albuquerque.
We're going to have mostly cloudy skies during the Tuesday and Wednesday period, and temperatures will be falling in association with all that moisture and cloudiness, with highs between 5 and 10 degrees below normal across the Santa Fe area through midweek. Many locations could see between a half an inch and 1.5 inches, with some locations possibly receiving a little more than that.
Precipitation probabilities are 70% or more Tuesday through Thursday, with highs in the mid-70s under cloudy skies. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.